The week's cases for the week ending December 5th, 2025, by Al Monastir, LA County Public Defender's Office. Rehearing granted in case adding a new requirement for mental health diversion. I reported this case last month. The Court of Appeal granted the DA's writ challenging the grantee of mental health diversion, MHD. The Court of Appeal said that they had concerns about whether the defendant would abide by the MHD plan. The Court of Appeal added a requirement for granting MHD, saying that the dangerousness provision, quote, implicitly obligates the court to determine whether the defendant will likely follow through on, close quote, the client's agreement to abide by the MHD plan. Appellate counsel Mike Schensel, LAAPD, petitioned for rehearing, adding in an argument that the DA can't writ this issue. The Court of Appeal granted rehearing, vacated its opinion, and requested supplemental briefing. It's too early to claim victory, but at least in the short term, the previous opinion can't be cited. Kudos to Schensel. Field versus Superior Court, Taylor. Rehearing granted, 11-26-25. Opinion vacated, https://shorturl.at/SHKU2. A hearing and case-specific findings are required for a child to testify behind a screen. Mississippi has a statute which provides child witnesses may testify behind a screen that obstructs the view of the defendant but permits the judge and jury to see the witness. The Mississippi Supreme Court upheld that procedure used in this case. The U.S. Supreme's in a per curiam opinion, meaning it's unsigned, summarily reverses. The Supremes say, quote, consistent with the Sixth Amendment, a court may screen a child witness from the defendant when necessary to protect the child from trauma that would be caused by testifying in the physical presence of the defendant, at least where such trauma would impair the child's ability to communicate, close quote. But the court further says, quote, the Sixth Amendment tolerates screening in child abuse cases only if a court hears evidence and issues a case-specific finding of the requisite necessity, close quote. The Supremes reversed because there was no hearing and no case-specific findings. What about that state statute? Quote, when state law conflicts with the federal constitution, the latter controls, close quote, citing the Supremacy Clause, U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Clause 2. The court says that the, quote, usual rule is that a defendant is entitled to meet his accusers face to face, close quote. There's no comparable statute in California. Pitts versus Mississippi, 24-1159, 11-25-25 U.S. Supremes. Denial of motion for mental health diversion to avoid a continuance was error. On the day of trial, defense counsel moved for a continuance and filed a motion for mental health diversion, MHD. The judge denied both motions and the defendant pled. He now appeals. The Court of Appeal reverses, ruling that, quote, the trial court abused its discretion in denying his request for a continuance because his application for mental health diversion constituted good cause to do so, close quote. There's a lengthy discussion of the rules governing continuances, which is well worth reading. The trial judge denied the motions on the basis that they were untimely. The Court of Appeal rules that the defense, quote, was not obligated to seek mental health diversion at any particular point in the pretrial proceedings, close quote, saying that the MHD motion is only required to be made, quote, before jeopardy attached at trial, close quote. Braden, 14 Cal 5th, 791 at 825. See also Penal Code Section 1001.36. The judge found that defense counsel had not been diligent in seeking the MHD motion. But the Court of Appeal says that failing to be optimally diligent isn't dispositive. The Court of Appeal says that, quote, treatment is the much preferred option so that diversion should apply as broadly as possible, close quote. Sarmiento, 98 Cal 5th, 882 at 898. The Court of Appeal finds an abuse of discretion in denying the continuance to investigate MHD. The Court of Appeal says that judges shouldn't just rigidly apply rules on motions to continue, saying, quote, rigid rule following is not always consistent with a court's function to see that justice is done. Elkins, 41 Cal 4, 1337 at 1364. My favorite part of this excellent case is the Court of Appeal's reliance on a case from 1866, quoted in Jacobs, 156 Cal App 4, 728 at 737 to 738. I mean, 1866? It was just a kid. Peel versus Siegler, A 170503, filed 10-31-25, published 12-125, CA 1st Division 2. Military diversion requires actual evidence of a mental health condition. Military diversion is available for misdemeanors on a showing that the defendant was or currently is a member of the military and may be suffering, quote, may be suffering from sexual trauma, traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, substance abuse, or mental health problems as a result of their military service, close quote. Penal Code Section 1001.80B. In Segura, 113 Cal. 5th, 1242, the Court of Appeal ruled that the word may in the statute only imposes a burden on the defendant to show a reasonable possibility that he or she is suffering from a qualifying condition as a result of their military service, close quote. This Court of Appeal agrees with Segura on this point, but that burden, while low, requires some actual evidence to establish it. The Court of Appeal says that offers of proof by counsel aren't evidence and thus don't meet the burden, saying, quote, factual assertions by counsel are not sufficient to satisfy the evidentiary requirements necessary to support an order for diversion under Section 1001.80, close quote. Given the lack of sufficient evidence that the defendant is suffering from a qualifying condition as a result of his military service, the Court of Appeal reverses the trial court's order granting military diversion. Appeal versus Holiday, C 102760, 12225, CA 3rd.